Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com. Hello, Cannabis Business Minds, and I hope you're doing well. It has been a while since we talked, and I'm so excited that we are connecting again. It has been a minute, and I want to give you a quick update before we get started on today's episode of why I've been a little MIA. So I think everybody knows I'm in Portugal, and within Portugal, I always believe that there is, when you are shifting your environment, you get new inspiration. You get just new inspiration. It's one of the main factors if you're ever trying to change your business success, your money success, any of that, is to shift into a different environment. And that could be on the grandiose scale of like what I did moving from France to Portugal, or it could even be just shifting your workspace, right? So wherever you are, a big component of your success and actually your mindset is related to your environment. So question actually for you as we kind of get in is, what is your environment like with your workspace, with your life space, and challenge to you? Like, do you feel that it's something that you want to change? Because for me, it was a big change, right? Just being able to find my creative juices again, be able to get into my own flow again, find and surround myself with like-minded entrepreneurs really was what I needed to reset and really getting full clarity on what I wanted to do. And you might be saying, Simone, but you're here on the podcast. You are doing what you want to do. And when I left the United States, I realized pretty quickly I didn't have as much of a grasp on the cannabis industry as I used to have. And in all transparency and honesty, I didn't have as much passion for it. I had been burned by so many people. I didn't really know where my full business direction was in the cannabis space. You know, I'm an accountant, but I didn't want to be pinned to IRC 280E. And I didn't really want to do fractional CFO stuff anymore. Love all the stuff that I have already created on CBM Network, all the online courses, but I just wanted to do something else. And so I was in this really weird kind of, how do I call it? Just a little bit of a void. That's the best word for it. I was in a void. And because my mind was telling me, oh, but you have already built this. You have clients. You can get more clients. You're building a business here. You should be doing it. But my heart was telling me I didn't want to do it. And so even though I did all the things, I wasn't doing the things passionately. And it took me some time because my through line has always been health, wellness, building wealth, right? Like health, wellness, building wealth, and mindset, because I feel like health and mindset go along the lines, but health, wellness, building wealth, mindset, which I feel like is such a parallel for so many of the people that are in the cannabis space. Like, we all join this industry because we see the benefits of it. We see how the plant can change the entire world, but because it's such a hard industry, it's regulated, there's so much just, in Spanish, the word's chocante, but there's so many clashes that are in this industry, from taxes, compliance, to some of the people that are in it. It's hard to stay super elevated in that space. And so I was like, how do I get people to host this podcast so the community still can really learn and get what they need out of it? And so please let me know what else you need, because I would love people to do podcast takeovers. We did it with Vicente. If you have a story, you can talk to me first, talk to my team, record a podcast. We can put it on. This is a community channel here. It's nothing but a community channel. And so if you really want to have your voice heard and say something and make a meaningful, impactful, educational podcast that isn't selling yourself, but really educating and inspiring, by all means, reach out. Simone@CannabisBusinessMinds.com. We will make sure that we can work with you to get your voice heard. I realized that I didn't want to talk about cannabis all the time. I want to talk about health. I want to talk about wellness. I want to talk about personal finance. I want to talk about business finance. And so I really decided to up-level my journey in just personally and in self-development. And I always have, but I always quote unquote have, but realized pretty quick that that have wasn't exactly what I really needed. Like I needed a full up level. I'd reached a plateau in how I knew how to do things and I needed to shift it. And it was all related to mindset and understanding of like fully what I want to do. So I up-leveled. I have literally put in $10,000 into personal development. I've been getting coached. I'm in so many amazing programs. And what came out of that is I am fully focused on mindset and health and wellness, but really that mental fitness and tools to get you there. Because we hear about mental fitness so much. We hear about manifestation so much. But first, those two things are very different. Manifestation is really being able to visualize and have what you're coming visually, what you're imagining in your mind actually come to fruition. But with being able to do that, oh, I manifested a successful business. You have to do so much internal work. And so where I noticed, and I just did an amazing podcast about this, about my mindset is that there are some things that I still needed to work on. Even though I have a growth mindset, I realized that there were components of it that are fixed and that there is such a big area of my ego that is driving so much. And your goal is not to have your ego drive you or drive your business. Your goal is to be into your sage power, because your sage power is where the full wisdom is, where you have full mental clarity, where you're empathetic, compassionate, and doing exactly what you believe and know what you're doing. When you're operating in your sage, you're not operating from a judgment standpoint. You're not operating from a scarcity mindset. You're not operating from an inability to believe in yourself. When you are in your ego, and when you are in specifically that judge component of your ego, you're judging yourself, you're judging others, you're judging circumstances, life is not going to be as fun. And it's actually going to be so much more fun when you can get to that stage. So I've been spending a lot of work getting trained and learning this on my own and implementing it into my business, into my life. And then also really focus on the true wealth building component of entrepreneurship. And that's really marrying your personal finances with your business finances and building a true wealth plan for yourself. It's something that, you know, actually at the very beginning of my career, even as a CPA, I was never taught about personal finances. Never. My dad taught me a little bit about investing in college. Even though we had financial courses, it was never about personal true finances. And even passing the CPA exam, I don't believe there was anything, which is wild. And when you're self-employed, you're normally not focused on your 401k unless you've reached a certain state and a certain amount of revenue in your business. But that's actually like the last thing, like that it should be reversed. You should always be focused on paying yourself first. And so I've created this amazing program that really marries the two for solopreneurs and small and entrepreneurs of small teams. That really gets you financially whole. Like it gets you the mindset that you want to make sure that you have, because mindset is all about you and your belief system and what you truly believe that you can accomplish. And mindset is like 95% of your success. The other 5% is the strategy and the tactics, but mindset literally, it drives how you are going to show up in your business, how you are going to negotiate for yourself, how you are going to spend your time, how you are going to advocate for yourself, how you are going to build your business. That is 95% of what you are working on. And it's funny though, because we always focus on like the random strategy and the tactics of that 5%. And I used to think, because I always wanted to compare it to Pareto's principle, that it was 20% of the tactics and strategy and 80% of the mindset. But it's funny because actually now that I think about it, the 80-20 rule was really about like cause and effect. So if you think about it that way, like that means that 80% of your success could be driven by just 20% of the smart actions that you're taking. And so if those smart actions that you're taking are, you know, strategic, yes, that's great, but packed with mindset and packed in really believing in yourself, that's how you can up level. Because there is a big difference in this like linear thinking that so many of us are taught, right? That getting that hockey stick growth or being able to accelerate from exactly where you are financially today to, let's say, five times that income, how do you feel when I even say that? Could you imagine what your life would be like in 12 months from now if you could 5X your income? That is fucking powerful, right? And so if you're feeling, and then what's interesting about all of the mindset stuff. So if you are feeling like sensations in your body that are like, oh God, that feels awful. This, I don't believe in that. You feel like if you're like, oh, what is she saying? That means that you've got some resistance there. If you feel like, hell yeah, girl, let's do this. That means that you are energetically opened up to it. So it's just so wild, like understanding more of the mindset and like the quantum shifts in what you can do in your business is so powerful to you being able to achieve that business success. And so what I realized just about the cannabis space and actually being able to switch out of this environment and tune into some other people and other environments is that what's happening in the cannabis space is that there's such scarcity and that there's such lack. And with that type of energy, you are not able to operate in a way that is fully elevated. I'm talking generally. If you're listening to this, you're like, no, I am actually able to operate in a state that's energetically amazing. I want you to do a podcast, please. Let's do it. Let's get you on and you can explain how you're doing it. But if you're not, because that industry like collectively is negative, then I have a challenge for you and your business, because I do teach this in sales. The more niche you go, the faster you grow. And so if you are finding true business success in the cannabis space and you are still getting customers, but you're not making the money, then actually what you need to do is much more focus on adding and increasing the annual value of your customers. So it's not really a supply and a demand thing. It's probably like a sales thing. But if you're finding it difficult to find customers that can afford your services, et cetera. So I guess that's more if you're ancillary, then two things. Maybe your sales tactics aren't working, but also why not explore a different industry? Why not get a little bit broader into emerging industries of what you're doing? Because what I like when you can reframe into emerging, I'm going to talk about this actually in two different ways. I'm going to talk about this in emerging industries. I'm going to talk about it if you are literally in the supply chain. So if you are an ancillary business and you're not like fully, and maybe you're doing security, but you're an ancillary business, everything that you're doing for the cannabis industry, you can do for another industry. So I would say if you're struggling to actually find people that can afford your services, then why don't you just pivot a little bit and offer same services and tailor it to another customer segment, right? Because then you can test your sales strategies, you can test your marketing strategies, you can test all of that to see if that's, well, maybe that was the issue, but then there's definitely an industry that could help you increase your revenue goals and your wealth goals. So that would be my challenge if you're ancillary and you're feeling like a little bit stressed. And if you are supply chain, okay, so this is very interesting. So again, it really matters where you are in the supply chain. So if you are in cultivation, well, you're cultivating at one point cannabis, I'm not sure what your margins are at the moment because your states are going to be different and your taxes are going to be different, but is there a way then to create strategic alliances to build a brand and then really be able to have more touch points with your customers with that brand? That would be one option. Option two, is there a way to diversify your revenue streams? So yes, trim and flower, but if you aren't like a vertically integrated business, could you not add another component to farming? Again, I'm not the best with cultivation, but those would just be my ideas. The biggest one would be the brand, because people are buying brands. And if you can speak to that, you can get people to really understand why you are unique and really align with your mission and your values, you can then create through so many of these different technologies an opportunity to license out your genetics or license out your brand, right? So then that would be allowing you to, at one point, first you focus on the location that you currently are in. No need to think outside of this, no shiny object syndrome, please. But you focus on the location that you currently are in. And then you focus, once you've done that, on and hit some of those revenue goals on going towards other states. Manufacturing, actually the same idea, right? Building that brand, really getting touch points with those consumers. And brand building is so interesting because brand building is all about how you are really speaking on so many of your different socials, what kind of experience you are giving your customer. Customer-centric branding, my friends, that is what you want to be focused on because you're creating community. People are becoming more loyal. I know it's hard, especially if you're a cannabis brand, to get on social media and stay on social media. I know that's hard, but it's absolutely possible. And if you switch and you started really looking at it more holistically onto the people you're trying to help, you can add so much more. And you might not even need to promote necessarily all of your goods or what you're selling on social. So it's just a different way to think about positioning. Well, retail, I feel like you are direct to consumer, right? And so your relationship with a consumer, you can do so much with community events. You can do so much with collaborations, with strategic alliances in your area, and then really building an amazing nurturing campaign that's not just like selling, hey, we're selling this type of bud. No, but it's actually creating that holistic experience for that customer. So there's so many different ways. And it's also, if you're creating that holistic experience for that customer, understanding what else is it that they might need. I understand that in certain states that you might have restrictions to what you can sell, that you at certain states, you're only able to sell cannabis. You're not able to sell like protein powder. But what if you could integrate that because you're attracting the gym person or you're attracting that type of person that is really looking for holistic health, right? So it's just being creative and being able to figure that out. And so as I got on that tangent, I really do want you to build whatever you're looking for in your business and in your life. And this isn't going to be my last podcast, but I do have to tell you, I'm starting a new podcast. I will link it here. And I actually am going to be much more, and I already am much more available on a different social media channel, Be With Simone, completely different offering, fully focused on getting you financially whole and mindset. It's about getting you to the mindset that you want to be. And I've done some really cool collaborations with ChatGPT and marketing a lot to enhance your business by using AI. And I'll do another episode on that so you can just have some amazing information for yourself because you are amazing. You are powerful. You have started this business. You're getting into this industry because you want to help and change lives. I mean, that's why I got into this industry, but I want you to focus on taking care of yourself financially. I want you to build your business the way that financially can support you in everything that you do, because that is why you are an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur because the definition is to realize a profit. You have to realize the profit by adding value. You're adding value by what you do. And if this resonates with you guys, head on over to Be With Simone. I'm going to put it in the link also in the podcast because I'm opening Financially Whole. It starts mid-July and it's a pretty tight group, but I would love for you to join. If you've been really struggling with getting a hold on your money mindset, dialing in your personal finances, building your wealth plan, and understanding how business finances really link with personal finances, this is the program for you. It really is. It's light, it's fun, it's energetic, and it's very practical. There are videos that support this entire thing. And then there's an element of group coaching and even one-on-one coaching. So it's a lot of bang for your buck. And by the end of the program, you literally have a roadmap and things that you can actually start implementing in your business before the program even ends. So it's full, it's financially whole. It is for you. My loves, I love you so much. I have missed you. I've missed talking to you. And I can't wait for us to connect on this podcast, but hopefully in Financially Whole and with Be With Simone. All right. Love you all. Have an amazing day. Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media.
just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.